Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Monday, December 2nd. I'm Megan Lynch. Enrollment in St. Louis area schools has dropped sharply since the pandemic. According to the Post-Dispatch, public schools in St. Louis County have lost more than 6,000 students. St. Louis public schools down 3,000, and the Fox District in Jefferson County has dropped 1,000. Even top districts like Parkway, Rockwood, and Webster Groves all seeing declines. Overall, regional enrollment is down 4% statewide. It's dropped by 2.5%. Some districts are growing. University City saw a 9% increase, driven by Spanish-speaking families and new programs. Hazelwood added 800 students this year, the biggest gain in the region, but it's still below pre-pandemic levels. Meanwhile, St. Louis public schools have shrunk to Missouri's 11th largest district, losing one-third of enrollment since 2014, with 23 schools serving fewer than 200 students each. The district faces a $35 million budget deficit and rising maintenance costs. Leaders say school closures are likely, but not planned for next year. Missouri's Attorney General Andrew Bailey says he'll keep enforcing abortion restrictions even with a new amendment expected to roll back the state's near total ban. According to the Associated Press, Bailey, responding to a request from incoming Governor Mike Kehoe, says the state will still ban abortions after fetal viability. The amendment allows exceptions only if a doctor says it's needed to protect the life or health of the mother. Bailey says laws protecting life after viability are still enforceable. A woman who was celebrating a 21st birthday says she was one of the bystanders who helped give emergency aid to Colin Brown. She's now speaking out about what she says are the inefficiencies of EMS personnel at the scene.
The 16-year-old was in a car with his father on I-55 a week ago when a stray bullet struck him. Kennedy Schmitz was on a party bus heading to a gas station when she heard Colin's father, Calvin, screaming for help. She tells Fox 2 she and an EMT friend helped right away, but she also believes actual EMS personnel displayed a lack of urgency.
They still kind of took their time helping him. I can lie, I'm kind of mad about that. No one was in a rush to help this kid, no one at all. Have some urgency or have some respect to actually understand that there's a life being lost right in front of you.
Colin died of his injuries Wednesday. Metro Police spokesman Mitch McCoy has said Colin's organs were donated to other patients. Julie Carpenter, KMOX News.
There's now a $20,000 reward being offered for information leading to the arrest of the person who shot and killed 16-year-old Colin Brown. Fox 2 News reports a local man offering $10,000. Two other groups will give $5,000 each for information that would help lead police to an arrest. One of those groups is the One in Five Foundation. It was established after the Uvalde, Texas elementary school shooting. A scholarship also being set up at CBC High School for student athletes where Brown played hockey. A Florissant resident has been charged in a federal money laundering scheme. 32-year-old Whitney Bardley was arrested by the U.S. Justice Department during a coordinated designated Sting Bardley among nine people charged in an indictment unsealed in Nashville last week. The Department of Justice says it allegedly said the group allegedly laundered more than $20 million through an internet fraud operation that had been operating in Texas and Tennessee for more than 8 years. If convicted, Bardley and the others each face a maximum 20 years in prison. An old favorite returns after several years away.
The oldest craft brewery in St. Louis says it's bringing back the Christmas Ale, which hasn't been available in 7 years. The packaging is different, but the taste is the same. What's interesting is how early these breweries like Schlafly have to get going on these kinds of holiday specials.
We need time to brew the beer. We need time to package the beer. We need time to source the materials, get the packaging, all that stuff. So yes, Pumpkin Ale, for example, comes out at the end of July, and we start brewing it in May. So when you're not even thinking about Pumpkin Ale in May, it's in our tanks.
While Schlafly has brew pubs from Highland, Illinois to St. Charles, John Elifrost says they're really excited about what's happening around the OG in downtown West with the soccer stadium, apartment renovations, Union Station, and the NGA headquarters. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
You may want to grab some blankets and some hot cocoa if you're planning to head out to tonight's holiday parade through Crystal City and Festus. It's the 75th annual Twin City Area Chamber of Commerce Christmas Parade, always the Monday after Thanksgiving. This year's theme, Christmas Through the Decades. There were about 90 floats last year, including Jefferson County High School marching bands and Santa. The parade steps off at 7 o'clock tonight. It will start at North Taylor and Bailey Road in Crystal City and conclude on West Main in front of the Festus Library. From the KMOX business desk, the Belle Claire Speedway, which opened in 1948 and closed in 2020, now being torn down to make way for a new track. The St. Clair County Board of Commissioners approved hiring a company to demolish the racetrack. According to the Belleville News Democrat, that will make way for a new $5 million track with $14 million in other renovations to the Belle Claire Fairgrounds. The project will be paid for with pandemic relief funds. A financial technology firm moving from the county to the city, Swipesum, is moving offices from Clayton to the Cortex Innovation District. Swipesum provides software-focused payments consulting services for businesses, and according to the Business Journal, has seen more than 700% revenue growth over the past 4 years. The company made Inc.'s 5,000 rating of the fastest-growing private companies in the country. Swipesum started out in Los Angeles before moving to a small co-working office on the Cleeds Landing in 2018.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.